Hi, it's Brent Ford, the host of the Peak Too Soon podcast. And before we start today's episode, I know the importance of looking out for my own mental health, and so does Running for Resilience, an initiative started by Matt Breen, supported by Benny A and Shooter from the Dock. R4R organise walks and runs from the Kingston foreshore that go beyond fitness, and these are about nurturing your own mental well-being. Join them at the Arc to Resilience from 6:15 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, or for a more relaxed stroll for those with little ones, Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. for Strolling with Resilience. It's not just about moving your body, it's about supporting your own mental health journey. So take a step towards resilience. Check out runningforresilience.com and let's prioritise our mental well-being together. Just keep moving, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Peak Too Soon podcast.
1, 2
I thought I'd try something a little bit different this week, as sort of finding that I'm sort of lining up stuff at the moment, and guests are sort of busy and the like. And it's that time of year. We're sort of heading into December. It's sort of the winter up in the Northern Hemisphere, and we're heading into the hotter part of the year down here in Australia. Springtime. It's only sort of a month or so until we are sort of at that point where we reach the summer, but I just thought I'd get on and do something, because I'm just still really pumped about the Big Dogs Backyard Ultra. In particular, my favorite runner in the world, Harvey Lewis, set a new world best mark at arguably one of the toughest courses in the world. He ran 450 miles, 108 yards, and for those who are new to the backyard scene or don't really understand exactly how it works, that means that he ran on the hour every hour for 108 hours, 6.71 kilometers. It's just unbelievable, mind-boggling. I sort of followed this for a couple of days, and the best part, I think, about all of this, and I think it really captured the imagination of a lot of people, in particular the fact that there was a world record that actually occurred as a part of this. I'm lucky to Phil Gore, who only just set the mark earlier this year, 102 yards at Dead Cow Gully, and he was my pick to take this out. And it's unfortunate that he had some trouble sort of late in the race that hurt him, but I think Gemma did such a fantastic job crewing him over the couple of days that he was out there. So I know that he's likely going to be back better than ever. It's also tough to travel across the world. I mean, people shouldn't discount the fact that Harvey Lewis has been doing this for a long time. He's done this course before, 85 loops when he won a couple of years ago. But on top of that, just the fact, and I'm amazed by the sheer amount of travel that he's done recently. This is Harvey that I'm talking about. He came out to Australia, did Dead Cow Gully, and was the third person there. And then he also did Badwater in between, and then he's done Bigs. Like, it's mind-boggling to think, like, how good of a runner that he is. And it looked like he was struggling for periods of time. His last loop, though, 47:31. Absolutely incredible when you think about it. And you look at, like, the different loops that he was doing throughout the night and sort of going on. So he did a 50:31 on lap 107, and we're working back here. Got a 53:02, 54:26, 54:05, 54:21, 54:27, 55:04, 54:24, 53:48, 55:24, 53:17, 52:58, 55:17, 54:31. That's like his last sort of 14 loops. So you think he's getting no more than 7 minutes rest over the last 14 hours of the race. Like, it's just incredible. The other aspect, I think, of all of this that was incredible is that prior to Ihor, who was fantastic, I mean, I'm 29 years old as well, and I'm thinking, well, what am I doing with my life, given that he had such a fantastic result? But prior to him actually deciding that he was going to not continue, he actually, his slowest loop prior to that was 55.29, which was way back in 57, on loop 57. So you consider the fact that he's gone pretty much double that without running slower than 55.29. It's just incredible. Harvey Lewis was, his slowest loop was 56.54, and that was way back in 59, which just incredible when you think about like what these people were doing. Phil Gore, when he decided that he was pulling out, was lap 100. Same with Teramucci, Morishita, 101, and Bartosz Fedali was 92. So it's just incredible. But you factor in as well the time on feet. It's just amazing. Harvey Lewis, 3.5 extra hours on his feet compared to Ihor Veres, 94 hours, 16 minutes, and 36 seconds over that 108 loops, which is just incredible. You're getting about, well, less than 14 hours rest over a couple of days, which is just incredible. We're pushing the limits of what people can actually do. Ihor was 90 hours, 44 and 4 seconds. I thought Phil being in a good position, so you factor in the fact that even if you added 8 hours to his time from lap 100, it would be 85.17.47. So he, on lap 100, had run 77 hours, 17:47. An incredible aspect of Phil's, the amount of calories that he burned. I saw on the Strava, someone posted it in our run group, and actually just really incredible the calorie deficit that I can't imagine these runners go through. And I'm thinking that I'm sort of 30 to 40 kilos heavier than most of these runners. For example, Phil Gore on his Strava, 673.83 kilometers at a pace of about 858 kilometers a kilometer. So 858 minutes a kilometer, 1 hour and 37 seconds on, 1 hour and 37 minutes. Calories 47,519, elevation gain 9,855. So not only are you just running continuously, but they've also scaled more than Everest during that time period. Average heart rate 128. So it feels obviously incredibly fit. I'm hopeful that we get some data out of Harvey and a couple of other runners, but I just find it incredible, this sport and what these guys were able to do. It's just amazing to think that this, a couple of years ago, I remember watching when Harvey and Courtney were racing each other and thinking this was sort of the pinnacle, and just where these people have been able to take it, the Belgians as well, and what they've done. And Sam Harvey, only 30 years old, and I thought that he had heaps to give as well. You know, he's only out there for 70 hours, 29, when he timed out on, sorry, not timed out, decided that he wasn't going to continue on lap 91. And obviously the backyards and their toll eventually got to him, which, I mean, is understandable. This just such an incredible race with incredible runners. And I think a lot of the Aussies should be really proud of what they've been able to achieve in this race, in particular. Aaron Young and Robert Parsons, they were fantastic. James Blanton broke his personal best as well, ran for 72 loops, 59 hours, 28. Like, it's just incredible. Tim Kaprzak as well. So a lot of the Aussies did really, really well, which was fantastic to see. And I think it's really good for us down under. I felt for Ryan Crawford and what was going on with him, and I hope that he's okay. But all indications are that, based on the fact that he was crewing and doing some other things, is that it should be okay. But obviously, quite concerning when you are peeing blood as well. So hopefully he's okay and we can sort of see him take on more backyards going further. But it just makes you wonder where we go from here. Is this sort of a limit that's going to stand for a period of time? Obviously quite special, the fact that we did have 108 loops by Harvey Lewis, but we did have arguably the best backyard field that's ever been produced. And by the fact that we saw, you know, three people break the previous world record, but then also go further than that on probably one of the hardest courses that you'll see in the world as well, makes me think that we're only going to get bigger. But a friend asked me a question the other day about all of this and said, well, where does it go from here? And I think that's a question that a lot of backyarders out there probably need to answer. I'm probably not qualified enough to do it. My record's only five loops. And I think, you know, from here, it is a question of whether someone like Phil goes back out and tries to break it. But then the other aspect of all of this is that you need to have someone that's capable of carrying you along. And this is the beauty of this type of race, is that while it is individual, when perhaps to a degree it is, you also need to have a team around you or a team of runners that can run with you and help you get to that limit. So, and I think that's something that Harvey does really well, encouraging other runners and pushing them through. And we can see the camaraderie of the runners when certain runners would reach a level on this race and then decided they weren't going to go any further and they would sort of hug a couple of runners and decide to go back to the corral. But we saw a lot of runners in this race push themselves to a limit, which was fantastic to see. But it does raise the question on how long will this last? And I think we've got the Satellite Championships coming back next year. So it's really going to be a case of whether or not these runners have the people around us, or is this going to be something that lasts for that two-year period until we get back to bigs again and see this. And I think it's just such a cool concept, the fact that we do see runners of all different varieties being able to run these. And I know that there's a couple that are still to run in Australia this year, so hopefully it inspires a couple of people to get out there and actually enjoy themselves and really take their own running to the next level, because I think it is something that is really accessible in terms of 6.71 kilometers. Most people could probably do that, but it's the fact that you just have to keep showing up and showing up so people can really test their own limits in a fun way, which I think is really cool. And I think this format is only growing. I was part of a sweep for the first time. I've done them, I guess, for Melbourne Cup, but my first time doing it for a running race. And Jess Smith, who's been on this podcast before and is also an avid listener as well, thank you for putting that together. That was fantastic. It was great to, I guess, see a bit of the other side of the running community. There is a great running community over there in Perth, Western Australia as well. So it was good to be a part of that. And of course, Paddo, who runs the Backyard Ultra podcast, was on that and he's done a couple of episodes. So if you wanted to sort of recap their sort of opinions, I guess, sort of in the early parts of the race, but then also a bit later on, well worth checking that out and having a look at that as well. In terms of my own podcast and what's coming up on this podcast, I've got some exciting interviews in the next couple of weeks. Sam Burke from Tarkine Running. I've actually just recently bought myself a pair of the Goshawks and also the Trail Devils, which I'm testing out at the moment. Actually really impressed by the quality of the shoes, considering that they are sort of recycled material. But I guess we're getting to that point in the advancements where this stuff is just becoming second nature and it's probably the future. So these guys are ahead of the game and I'm looking forward to having a chat with Sam about that next week. And then also something cool that a couple of friends did recently was the Bravery Trek. So I've got my friend Singy and Murray coming on the podcast as well to have a chat about that. But I just wanted to check in with everyone and see how everyone else is going. Send me feedback, reach out to me on Instagram and have a chat. But I thought I'd check in and say good day. And I also wanted to thank all of you for listening everywhere that you are. I think we're now in 52 different countries. Shout out to all those people listening overseas, not just here in Australia. Absolutely love you. Love your support. Reach out to me on Instagram at peak2soonrunning. I'd love to have a chat with you. Also, another interesting story that I've got coming up as well is a local who recently ran the Berlin Marathon. So his story and how he got there. I'm also going to be running the Stromlo 50K in a couple of weeks, which is terribly exciting. Tomorrow, my friends will be running the Bondi to Manly. It was something that I was meant to be doing, but unfortunately got injured. So big shout out to my friends doing that. You know who you are, Stacey, Ian, Danielle, Mama Poutine. Enjoy that race. Hope you love it.